topic involved Mishum Motzei Chametz Vesech Emoyed Aleph, a Motzei Chametz Vesech person finds Chametz Yehu B'chol Emoyed Yotzein Abiyyaron Amiyad. You take it out of your house. Mishum Bruce says immediately you get it out, you don't want it sitting in your house because you might come to eat it, and you should burn it right away. Vim Hu Yom Tziv, where you can't burn it on Yom Tziv. So Yichap Olav Kli Adalaylo, you cover it, because this way it will be a reminder not to eat it until the night time. Boaz Yivareno, then you do beer. We'll see in the Mishabur about Yom Tziv Sheni. We'll see in the next Sif about Yom Tziv Sheni. The fee. Behold, we can't move it. It's muksa. It's not usable. It's not edible. Usable on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's muksa. So you can't move it out of the house. So you cover it with a kli. Gamma sarfipim kamei osin. And it's also to burn it. So you can't burn it. You can't move it. So you have to cover it with a kli until nighttime. Is that the Mishabura Aleph? Sivkat Aleph. Yitzianu, let's learn. Yitzianu, Mishusim Yad. Shayavu le demich shal achilo karam beer. We want you to get it out of your possession immediately. That person shouldn't come by mistake to come to eat it. So that's the first step. V'arenu miyad. Mishach lebarach al beer chom et teicha shigar bodak ubitol kedino karam pesach. I'm Simon Tuflam at Hey, Mishabura. There was a case a person did everything like he's supposed to. Wasn't that he didn't do his job. He did his job. He already said the bracha. Now he found chametz over here. So, Mishabura brings over there, Yesh Deyes Ben Achredim in Tzarech Levarech. This is the end of Simon Tuflam at Hey in Sivkot and Hey. He brings two opinions. Some say that you're not. He says, therefore, he withhold the Tzavak Bruch was the Hakel, and because of the Tzavak, you don't make another Bruch. You don't make a Bruch. Okay. Yichvel of Kli, Dilma Osir the Mechle. We want to get the person to cover the Kli, because otherwise, you're afraid the person will afraid he might come to eat it. One other issue is just the Mishabas of Cotton Bays. So he doesn't really talk about, there's a new option which we have to deal with nowadays, is we sold our chametz. So the chametz that you're finding doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the goy. The nusach of the shtar, even though the shtar, our main sale of chametz is for any chametz that I'm actually maintaining over Pesach, selling it. So the person is keeping, holding on to, he has some whiskey that he's holding on to, so he puts it in a special place, sells it to the goy. So that's not the problem. That's sold to the goy. That's put away. The problem is the language of the shtar is, and I'm including all of the chametz that I have. All the chametz that I have wherever it is. We write that into the shtar. So once that's true in the shtar, and he's kind of comes to this chametz is not yours. It's his. So you know how to burn it. It's ganeva. You can't take the goy's chametz and burn it. So Tzvi Pesach Frank said in that situation is you can't taka can't burn it because the taka belongs to the goy. The only case where you would is a case where some dough, became, whatever reason, rose on Pesach. You plan to make some matzah, and the dough, so it was real bona fide flour and water, and he didn't bake it quickly enough, and it became chametz. So that chametz wasn't sold to the goy, because it just came when came chametz on Pesach. So that chametz you'd burn. The chametz you have from before Pesach, which you find, was sold to the goy. There'd be no din of beer on it. So what should you do? So you put it, pick it up, and put it with the chametz of the goy, wherever that is, wherever you put away, you've designated it as the place for the goy's chametz. Take this chametz and put that with it over there, and that still correlates a lot of sense. Over here in the Mishnah, so they quote to the Shevet Levi argues. He says you should make a mechitza, and he says possibly it should be mutter to sell it. Because even though mikra then belongs to the goy, but the goy is not really planning to use it. It's not like you're stealing from the goy. Because he'll come back and say, the guy stole my chametz. It was mine. He wasn't. We know that his plan is to return it afterwards. So it's not the hakpada shabai of destroying somebody else's item. He doesn't really. We know that he doesn't really care. right? So you can't say. So it's if we could say that if the as if the guy was moichel, and allow you to do it. But now the shabbat, even if you say that's true, but you're not mechuyev to lachar. The ma'aseh below it's a chomash al akam bebeisoy. Chomash al akam bebeisoy. We had before. Either you have to put it away in a special place, or you have to make a mechitz in front of it. So that you'd have to do. You can't leave it there. But there's no chiyev beer lachar.
So what happens, like, if you taped your cabinet shut, and that's where you put your chomash?
So you just untape it.
You just untape it, put it in, and then tape it.
Right. Okay. Dalad. The fish of Yuchel Tato, you can't move it. It's a limmer. Deem how you mutter the Tato, how you tzarek the tzir the chutz. If you held the mutter to move it, it's not muksa, and be mutter to move it, you would be mechuyev to get out of your house. Like you said right away, in Cholomoy, you get out of your house. First thing you do is get out of your house. You shouldn't be in your house. Okay. But since it's muksa, you can't do that. We wouldn't rely on a kvias kli because the person might pick up the kli. So that's not a real bona fide option if we have another option of taking it out. Now, the shavur is lost in his or to burn it. Now, the lashon of the shavur is it's difficult because Ramos says you can't burn it. Which is the sheet of the Ron. Mishnah Berurah is going to bring, is a cut involved that there are people which argue and just hold a yar allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. So he's saying, according to those Rishonim, theoretically, that would be the option of what you could do or what you should do. He's saying, you couldn't pick it up to take it outside to burn. You know, even if you're allowed to burn it where it is, according to those who shut them, you can't pick it up and take it outside to burn it. Hey, shlo yucho. This way, we don't want the person can't move it in Yom Tov. Why? Because it's muksa. The muksa who the ha'asur b'chilu banot. This item which has no use, can't eat it, can't benefit from it. So it says it's useless. A useless item becomes muksa. Now the Ron says, not only can you not pick it up and move it, you can't burn it where it is. Vav, the sefer b'mekama. I feel like it amazes the chametz klal. Even there's no movement at all to the chametz, so there's no problem with muksa. You can't burn it. Why? Mivnei shuhat vora shlolu tzarech hayom. It's doing a malacha, making a fire, burning something with a fire is a malacha. Yamtiv malacha is mutar and yamtiv. If it's only if it's tzarech hayom, it has some valid yom tov need. So the Ron says this is not a valid yom tov need because. It's not a yom tov need, in this sense. It's a mitzvah need, which is not, but it's not a yom tov need. If it's not the mitzvah, you can wait till Chol HaMoed and burn it then. So I mean, the Bir Lochel brings on a letter from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that since you're supposed to do it before yom tov. So it's not considered tzarech hayom to do it now because you should have done it beforehand. Fine. The shachanar does not differentiate whether you were mevatel the chametz or not. There is would indicate even if a person had not done bittul prior to yom tov like he was supposed to, or kirshin his chametz be yom tov, it became chametz and yom tov the actual avatloi. It's not shaykh bittul and yom tov. However, al ba'yirah, and he's already said the rice of ba'yirah. Remember, in the case he did bittul before yom tov, so mirayse he's yotze with bittul. It's not over ba'yirah ba'yimotze. Mirabon is chayv do beer. Because even in the case where bittul was not done, so now you talk about nisa the rice. Filahochi ain to cut a rock with kviyas kli. Even so, the shulchan aruch seems to indicate you cannot burn it on yom tov. You just covered over the kli. Now you should know, however, Abul Har Peskin Pesarim the Davka Bechamet Shabitloi Bekadam Yom Tov. Then over by Yeroa, this halacha over the Mechaber that you don't burn on Yom Tov is only by Chametz which there was Bittul. So the person is not over this by Yeroa by Yomotze. The Chazal said, even so, we want you to destroy it anyway. So in that, where there's no issue to rise by Yeruah, the only issue is you might come to eat it. So we say, well, we'll cover with a kli, we're not going to come to eat it. So Saga Bekfias Kli. We will allow you to rely on Yom Tov for covering with a kli. Abu Chamad Shaloi Bittu. So Osi Laav, the by Yeruah, Vadochi Al Kaponim, Tilted the Rabbanim. So the Isser by your Rabbi Yamatzi allows you to at least get it out of your Rishos. So you're allowed to do a process of destroying the chametz by moving it. How is that? Okay, mutul ha'tatl, you can move it. Ulashtich alanor, you throw it into the river, or the basic kisei, you throw it into the basic kisei. Of the faroy velizak the ruach, you break it into pieces and you throw it to the wind, even though you're moving it. So there's a problem with tiltum muksa. The mitzah of the iser of bayirav the raisa overrides the prohibition of muksa. Okay. So far he discussed doing this tiltum muksa. Now, furthermore, the filo lisroif mutzah the kama poskim. Many Pesachim hold that not only is you're allowed to do Isidur Rabbanon, you're allowed to burn it. Now, how you're allowed to burn it? To be Tarech Shehutra Havora Lutzarech Hutzarech 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 Hutzarech. So there's a concept in Morin Beya, the first parak, when you say Mitarech. Once the Torah permitted a Malacha for the purpose of Echol Nefesh, of food preparation, the Torah permitted it for other purposes also, even if it's not for the Tzarech of Yom Tov, as long as there's some invalid need for this day, which I have. I need to get rid of this Chometz. I need to destroy the Chometz because of this or by Yerba Yemotze. So in a scenario where there was no Bittul at all, and you're dealing with an Issa D'Raisa, so these Rishonim hold that you're allowed to actually burn it. We'll see later on we get the Chos Yom Tov. This line that he says that once it's mutter havara letzarech, you let me make a fire for the tzarech of Yom Tov. You let me make a fire to cook. So you also let me make a fire for other purposes, not for direct Yom Tov purpose, as long as it's a valid need right now. So you need tzarech yom ksas. Is that would you need tzarech yom ksas? Is that in the raisa? That's in the rabbana. We'll see later on what that is. But halacha l'maisa, you need a tzarech hayom. It has to have some need for today, but it doesn't have to be a yom tov need. Because so ha'achrenim, so the achrenim, there are many rishonim which argue on the mechaber. Because ha'achrenim, the shenogo elam today rishona, kustimus shulchan aruch. But the minhag is like the first opinion that we do not burden on yom tov. We call gavni kevin of kli. We just cover with the kli. We don't move it. We don't burn it. We come back from hechid. No, because no, if is a place where they've undertaken to do the minhag like the second sheet, which allows tiltal or even possibly burning, they're allowed to do that. They should not change their minhag because they have a valid, very valid minhag to rely on. There's a Tosis that Tosis introduces an idea. If a person wants to destroy it and he can't destroy it, but he's holding on to it just with intent to destroy it, he realizes that he has it now. He didn't realize before, he didn't realize that he has this. I'm going to destroy it when I get home. I'm just not home. I can't destroy it. I'm not there. So is he over by Rabbi Motzei during that time? The answer is no. As long as a person who is maintaining chametz just for the purpose of destroying it is not over by Yerba Yemotzeh. That's what it says in the Daf Chav Tes. So comes along the Sharat Tzion in Sifkat and Yud. He says that Maram Chalava says the following, that we go with the first opinion that you don't burn it on Yom Tov. Shudas Rambam, that's the opinion of the Rambam. Vayimri Maram Chalava. So one of the Maram Chalava was one of the Rishonim. Shehichzik b'dei azu barichus. he maintains this position. Chazal told you, we kept your Isser, when said, don't sit and do the mitzvah of destroying it. And once that's true, that you can't do it, because the Chachamim maintain their prohibition, you're not over Yeroah. He has no choice. So he's not maintaining it willfully, which is the Isser by Rabbi Yamatzi. He's maintaining it against his will. He would like to destroy it. So that's the case where the Tosfos says, this Svara, that you're not over by Yeroah Be'emotze, because you're not maintaining it for the purpose of having it. So it comes out, at the end of the day, you're not over by Yeroah Be'emotze, by waiting. So that's a added twist over here. V'chol Zadak V'chometz Gomer, this is all talking about real bona fide chametz. Shum lesser the by Rabbi Yamatzi, because there's a concern. The word lesser or losa is a concern or an issue of by Rabbi Yamatzi. They cook something, they found the kernel of wheat. Now, the kind of kernel of wheat, there's been water there where you're cooking. There's a good chance that the wheat turns the chametz, and then the flavor of the wheat went into all the food. There's a feel of the svara achrona, also the vara b'yomtiv. That over there, even like the kernel, the ones who said you're allowed to destroy it on yomtiv, in other words, since it's not, the item itself is not really chometz, it just has tam chometz in it. So the chiyuv to mevayer it, you can't eat it, it has tam chometz, but the chiyuv to mevayer it, maybe it's not as, it's not the rice. We saw that before, if someone just has tam chometz in it, but it itself is not chometz, could be an anis of the rice of maintaining it. So he says, first, so you cover it with a kli, wait till chalamoid and burn it then. Many achronim take it a step further and say, you found it in food which got cooked on shvi. So now it's shvi shal pesach, he found this thing. He says, oh, I can't do it on yomtiv. If you hold on to it till nightfall, during the eighth day, the luck is that situation, you're not mechuyav to destroy it anymore. It says over there, you're not mechuyav to destroy it. You found the chitin, it's not vare chometz, so sava chometz, and then the last day, which is the rabbanon, the sava rabbanon, you're not mechuyav to destroy it. And meanwhile, it comes out like this, it comes out when you don't burn it on Shvi, you're holding on to the chametz not to burn it, you're holding on to the chametz to keep it, because once it comes to 8th day, you ought to keep it. So it comes out, you're holding on to it with intent to keep it. It's like you're holding on to, you're leaving chametz with intent to keep it. No, you don't destroy it. So you destroy the chita, because that's the chometz part, but the flavor absorbed in the tafshel doesn't out, so the tafshel have to pass it. It says even ayadei goy. Now we'll see in the burning it, you don't burn it. It says also to burn up him kama zayin, because achronim the imyesh nachri lefanav. But if there's a goy around, yuchal hatila liyam or levesekisa yada. You can't move because it's muksa. You can ask a goy to move it to throw it into the yam or to the besekisa. Because moving muksa is drabanan. Telling goy to do it is drabanan. So it's a shoes to shoes, a double drabanan for Malka Mitzvah, because I would not ask for shoes to shoes for Malka Mitzvah. I feel the chomet should quite be loy, then it's sorry, beer rack, mirror bun. Even if the chia beer is on the drabanan, Chazar Mat, Mishim the Tilta, Yelei Nachri, who shoes to shoes. Moving Muksa through a goy is to the Rabbanans. Mutter Makamitsa, that's Mutter Makamitsa, Kimavorli, Elbasim and Shin Chavei, Sefbeis, Vizim and Tuf Mandal, Sefbeis, Vukizan, Sef. So other scenarios where we have doing the Rabbanans, to the Rabbanans, it's Tzarech Mitzvah. Ayin Shal. Kamalakam Ein Oilam Legan Kain, Ukal Gavni Kavnukli. This should be the din. He quotes his Magan Avram. He says, even Solom Aisim Minigalim is not like that. So why talking that? So the Sharatzin says in Tetzvav, says Magan Avram, Mishum that Chashin and Shiyamar Ha'akam Kshavim Ano Aisim. I mean, to the Goy's mind, this thing is voodoo. It's like, you know, taking the thing, grinding it up, throwing it into the water. It's like, you know, we're doing voodoo on somebody, we're doing kishuf on somebody, magic on somebody. And then, if he thinks that, he'll retaliate against the Jews that are trying to put a spell on me, you know? Eli Rabba says that the Chashidan Sheikh Lenam Akusi, Mishul the Rebbe Pama, in Hochamim, you don't go with him to the river, and he might eat it. And so it means you gave it to him to eat, but that's not the mitzvah to destroy, not to eat it. Just tell you, we had this musik of the guy to talk his chayshu. He doesn't know what to expect. We had the neighbors moved in. How many years ago? About 3-4 years ago, probably something like that. And the first Shabbos, phone started ringing. It was ringing rather incessantly. And we forgot to turn off the ringer before Shabbos. So we wanted the goy next new neighbor to come and, you know, to turn off the ringer for us. So I decided it was something which was mirror directly was a mutter, but remez was mutter. So in remez, the lachy is you allowed to hint to the person the point. But if he asks you what should he do, you can't tell him what to do. If he asks you should I do this, you can't say yes, because it's also a command. It's not a remez anymore. So I said, you know, it's very hard to enjoy a meal but you can't mention what you want to do either. You can't mention the actual malacha. So it's hard. It's very, you know, it's very bothersome. They're in the middle, the phone is ringing and ringing and ringing, you know. So he's supposed to say, okay, you know, I'll turn off the ringer, you know. So he says, so you want me to turn off the ringer, right? So I said, you know, it's very, very hard to enjoy the meal with the phone ringing. He says, you want me to turn off the ringer, right? I said, like, 2 or 3 times. And I'm like, I can say yes, because I can't do that. And I saw this, like, look of terror on his face. Like, he decided that what's happening, like, that when he touches the phone, he's going to blow up. And I'm not going to tell him to do it, because afterwards, I didn't tell him to do it, it was his decision, you know. Like, he has his whole cackle is going through his head. He flies out the front door and runs away. And next year, the Knot didn't talk to us. Like, you know, it's like, Shabbos, I mean, for them, it's Takavudu, you know. So the Bir Lacha, so now, so he says, the person finds Chalon to base, so we're in Tuf Mem Vav. So the Bir Lacha says, Kotzer Rivosh B'Simen Tuf Aleph. So the Rivosh says in a Tshuva in Simen Tuf Aleph, Motzer Chomets B'Rishos Arabim, person found Chomets B'Rishos Arabim, also like beer, person should not pick it up. The Mishosh Yigbir Kano, when you pick it up, you're Karna. And now, Vavav, Lobibah, you're Rot. The fellow ain't died to at least kids, but you're not picking it up to be kind of it. Ela my bio kere lasalkum im mokum sharabim oirim alop. Kere shal yikoshul boy. I want to be a tzaddik and I want to help the people who come by that they shouldn't minichshul and come to eat it. So I want to pick it up to move it. Nami yosu. Even that's also to do. Now, obviously there's no kinyan involved in that situation because you're saying specifically that I'm not doing it for kinyan purposes. I'm doing it for to destroy it. So he says, even that is also Ein Shom Tam. So he makes a cheshbon that Chazal said that while you're doing this big chesed, picking it up, we're afraid you might come to eat it yourself. So we don't want you getting involved in it. So he says, On Shabbos, it says if a person the salad coats for Shabbos, the caramel is b'shum hezgrab. The person finds a piece of wood which is sharp, which could hurt somebody, and a caramel is where people are going, and a path where people go. So he's allowed to move it because of the concern of damage that the people get hurt. the kaitz sudavar habilti nira. It's not so much as very obvious, and a person can step on it, but the point without realizing it. Mashegan ocha l'shkeich hazek ha'asim. It's not as common that there's a problem of hazek, and therefore you should stay away. You should not pick it up in Shabbos. Yomta to deal with it. V'tikah poskim devor. Okay, so he says it's muksus. So the second bar halacha deals with the interesting question. Two things. Okay, first he brings that Felix becomes the rabbanu gam kenasa betilzul bechein kosurkan. In metaltal tavshel malicha lemer roa lishalom. So they found they found the chicken. They found that it looks like there might be a piece of chametz in there. So he goes to the rav to ask a shayla. Eila shaylas chametz v'hamor hurl iser. The rav said, "Yeah, it's chametz." So I'm standing there with this chicken in my hands, or this food in my hands, which the rav said is chametz. Now what? Right, it's on Yom Tov. So I have a chametz stick, chametz is muksa. It's in my hands already. So the Rebbe says, "Achrenam imutzel lo lelich lebeis, okay, because of kli, or the tzarich." So this girl goes to take him. Can you do? Must you throw it away for immediately? Are you allowed to? What you have in your hands, you're allowed to continue carrying it and then put it down somewhere and cover it. So the Mishnah Berurah, Vanir, the Fila im name of the Mutala, the Talta, the Chazara, Kim, and Shukar Yadr. Ushmitkila, he tilted up a Heter, because he picked up Rishon with Heter to go to the Rav that he was allowed to do. Okay, he delayed some race some of Vov. Come on, come in, Lala, leave for the base, so why should he take it home? El the basic easy, take the basic easy and throw it out in the basic easy. The reason why we say you cover it with a kli is because you can't move it. But over here, if you're allowed to move it already, so you might as well do beer by throwing it into the basic easy. You're moving it anyway. So he says, if I'm going to tell you that it's mutter to move, so you should take a basic easy and destroy it. So what's the issue over here, whether you're allowed to move it or not? You know, whether there's a rule of comments in your hands, you're allowed to keep going. The Mishapur and Shin Chaz brought many achronim that heter of once it's in your hands, you're allowed to keep going, is a heter in regards to Klishim Lat Eliezer. Klishim Lat Eliezer, you're allowed to move the Tzarech Mekayim, right, let's say. So I can take the hammer off the table because I need this spot. So you know what's in your hands, beheter, you're allowed to take it wherever you need to go, because it's a Kli. So it has a mile of Kli. Kli has a mile of more heter of tiltel. But by a case of stones, which I shouldn't be picking up, and I pick it up, so over there, there's no heter to keep going with it. I have to drop it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said before in Simen Shin Ches.
This is like a stone.
This is like a stone. It's a useless item. So you notice how the kinach that he says over here was that even say it's mutter l'tato chazor kim shel kvar yada u'shmitzchil l'tiltel b'heter u'brishos. This is a scenario where it doesn't have the mile of being a kli, but it does have a mile. You didn't pick it up, Isser. You picked it up, you had to go to the rav, and that you had a right to do, to mivar what it is. Because maybe it wasn't comments. So we didn't ask for this, a tilta to go to the rav, l'chadchila. So you move the behetra. That's why some person said that you're allowed to be mamshah. Benachanam istam, a person picks up an item which is total muksa. They can call it absolute muksa, I think is the English word for it. Absolute muksa. It has no heter and baklal. Be'isser, well, so it's in my hand already. They go, there's no such heter, it's in your hand already. And that's such, you know, they drop it. Now, there is, I mean, if you don't do direct tiltel min atzad, the tzarech, I need that mokum on an absolute mokum, says mutter, but that's a whole different ballgame. Here we're talking about chametz is in your hands. It's a different idea.
You may have discussed this, but what about the issue that we're talking about chametz that a person finds? Oh, this is Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking about chametz that he finds in his house and whether that belongs.
Well, this case of the Bir Halacha here?
Yeah.
The case of the Bir Halacha was he went to the Rav.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was different. Right, the previous one. The previous one.
The previous Halacha was the case he found in Rishus HaRabim. So don't pick it up, he said.
Yeah.
Right, the case of the Mechaber was the case of a person found chametz in his house. The case of the Bir Halacha brought from the Rivosh was the case of a person found chametz in the Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah, the case of the Mechaber, the question is why isn't that belong to the goy that he sold it? He sold his chametz.
Yes, we spoke about that. That you know, if you sold it, the person would say, nowadays you don't burn it. You still have to cover it because of the problem of Shem Yavala Ochla applies to the goy. There's a chiyuv of mechitza by goy's chametz. Making a mechitza is a little bit difficult on Yom Tov or Shabbos, but because our matzah with kriyas kli. Okay, beis sif beis. V'yesh mishoemer the Yom Tov sheni dinoi kim kolam moed din yinze. Some say that we deal with Yom Tov sheni, which is the rabbanon. We deal with it as if it's kolam moed. You're allowed to actually burn the chametz on. Or the mechaber was saying that you can't burn it on chametz. You can't burn the chametz on the first day Yom Tov. So you have to just cover the kli and then wait till Chol HaMoed to burn. So now some people say that you don't have to wait till Chol HaMoed, the second the Yom Tov is also mutzah to burn. So the Mishnah Berurah ches linyan zeh. What's the learner? The ima mutzah chametz be Yom Tov sheni. The person found chametz on Yom Tov sheni. And a cover alav as a kli. You don't cover it with a kli. Al yetzienu vivereno miyad. You take it out and you burn it. Well, then mutzah be Yom Tov rishon. And therefore, based on that, if a person found it on the first day Yom Tov, Shesarach Lichu is a love kli, which you cover with a kli. So you cover a kli until when? So Yom Kai can add a laila. Meshumagia Yom Tov Sheni Yivareno. Then on the night of the second day Yom Tov, you destroy it then. Vayimet b'shiara kesegdala v'hupa v'el yirava shakam peskim kolkam alzeh Yadu Sheni shavino rabbanon ki Yom Tov Rishon l'chol davar. And many person would say that's not there's no such chapter. But the halacha is kimu acharim. Therefore, the ma'aseh, what do we do? He says the following: Team kvar bittul chem soy. In case where there's no sederais involved over here, he did bittul. So you're only dealing with the chiyuv, the rabbanon are not having chametz in your rishos. So the guy with that, we're not going to be matar yantar sheni. So yantar sheni is kareishon that we don't do anything to it. Wait till after yom. Rakim loy bittul chemsoy. In case we had not done bittul, or nischam at susach abesar became chametz on Pesach. Then in bechal, but it wasn't part of the bittul because when he made the bittul, it wasn't chametz yet. And v'hoi bezak kashir kazayis, and the amount of chametz over here is the size of a kazayis. And now you're dealing with a bona fide sederais. Kliyamra over bezak abayir abay motzei. Now you're sederais abayir abay motzei. Then yesh nitzim chazal source yesh mishoimer l'tal to batzim lechametz l'shichel liyamra lebesakisei. And you can pick it up and move it and throw it away. Why are we even being made? We brought you a long list of Rishonim which said even Yom Tov Rishon that's Mutter. So throw it into the Yam of the basic Kisei. So that much I'm going to tell you at least on Yom Tov Sheni that's going, even like he said before, the minig is not to do it unless you have a specific minig otherwise. The minig is not to do it. And after Sheni, you can be makel. The scenario where you're dealing with it, it's the right, so you can be makel and get rid of it. Okay. Gimel. Gagel shall enter Yehudi. They had flat roofs and they would or semi-flat roofs and they would put items on the roof. So you had a goy's roof, shamay samach l'gagol shal Yisrael, near the Jew's roof. Nisgagol chometz migagol shal Yehudi l'gagol shal Yisrael. So now some chometz rolled off the goy's roof onto the Jew's roof. So you have chometz sitting on your roof now. Reis adoichu v'kona. So you push it away with you can't. Again, we say we don't allow you to have direct contact because you might come to eat it. If you use a stick to push it away. You b'Shabbos a Yom Tov, cover the kli. Also the tatala be Yom Tov b'Shabbos. You can't move it, so you just cover the kli. B'Shabura test. Raise a doichvay. After in a chometz shaloi, when everybody raw, you're not everybody raw. So why are you getting rid of this chometz? It's not yours. It's the goy's. Come on, also lashos and b'shus. You can't have a goy's chometz in your b'shus. The most of the mechlam inay b'shosha erla ala gaglish tamish. We're afraid that if you leave it there, when you go up to the roof to use the roof, whatever you use the roof for, so you might end up eating the chametz. So he moves it away, b'kona with a stick. But have direct contact with the chametz is awesome. the mosel mechel minekli feni might come to eat it. Ah, I've ever got the chomach shaloi metalto b'sefer b'cholam. We said in Sefer Aleph that you find chomach, you take it, and you move it, and you burn it. It means that's b'yadayim. Kedol Sefer Aleph. Teretz says hosam shiny. The kimon shu mechazur lo b'sefer lo yichashin and shem yishach v'yachlenu. The more says a swara, if the person is involved in the active process of destroying it, so that itself is the biggest reminder not to eat it. Whereas over here, he's not going to destroy it. It's not his to destroy. It belongs to the goy. He's just going to push it away. That already we're afraid that he might come to eat it. But if he's involved in taking it outside to burn it, he's not going to eat it while he's going to burn it. So you, on Yom Tov, you can't, or Shabbos, you can't move it. Also, the Tazalot, you're olive. You can't even use a stick to push it. That's not direct tiltle. That's what's called tiltum in atzad, indirect movement. Tiltum in atzad, shmei tiltum, we paskin, the tiltum in atzad is aser. If it's a tzart over a muksa, is aser. So I can't use a stick to move muksa. So you have no eitzetz muksas, but you can't move it up. It stays on your roof. So chalamoyd, then you knock it back to his roof or to shusharab. Okay, let's hold it here. So hold it, Mr.